I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. A very complicated story is unfolding in Minnesota. An FBI fraud investigation of Somali preschools calls for revocation of some citizenship and deportation, and a potential involvement of the Trump administration's aim at Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Let's go through it. Federal ICE agents have been dispatched to Minnesota amid concerns over fraud. This movement now comes after a right-wing influencer posted a video claiming, without proof, that daycare centers operated by Somali residents in Minneapolis had misappropriated more than $100 million. FBI Director Kash Patel then posted on social media that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, federal prosecutors said earlier this month that they are investigating some $9 billion of fraud in more than a dozen Medicaid funding programs in Minnesota. So House Minority Whip Tom Emmer now has called for the deportation of all Somalis linked to fraud in Minnesota. In a social media post, he said even naturalized citizens should have their citizenship revoked so they can be deported, and says he's willing to pass legislation to make that legal. He says, quote, "Our nation will not tolerate those who take advantage of our charity and refuse to assimilate into our culture." So far, 98 people have been charged in connection to the fraud, including 85 who are of Somali ancestry. And investigators say the vast majority are American citizens. They say they're looking into suspicious billing practices in 14 Medicaid funding programs. The New York Times reports more than half of the $18 billion in taxpayer funding spent on the programs was likely stolen. So all of these fraud allegations will have to be sorted out in the legal system. But of course, the politics of all of it can't be ignored. President Trump on numerous occasions has demonized the Somali community, calling them, quote, "garbage. We don't want them in our country." And President Trump has put a target on Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and in the past has blamed her for what he called a terrible situation in Minnesota. And this is also complicated by the territorial claims in Somalia and Omar's opposition to recognition of an independent Somaliland. It is 3 decades into the de facto independence and self-governing territory. Omar is opposed, but President Trump has indicated that he might support recognizing Somaliland. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced that Israel has full diplomatic relations with Somaliland, saying it is in the spirit of the U.S. brokered Abraham Accords. So, wow. You have the allegations of widespread fraud. You have threats of stripping citizenship and deportation. You have the Trump-Omar feud sizzling. Questions. Do you think the allegations of fraud are legitimate, or are they part of a political game? Should there be legislation to make the stripping of citizenship legal and deportation possible? Should the U.S. get involved in the situation between Somalia and Somaliland? Is there the possibility that the Trump administration will come after Omar and threaten, at least, deportation? What makes sense? Email me if you like. Ed at edbaxternews.com.